This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Fully Charged Recharge.
What's going on?
I know this is awful, but I think we all have a slight evil streak, and our Aisling has left us to go to Mexico for 2 weeks. Yeah. Not full time.
Mexico.
But going on her holidays, somewhere sunny at this time of year, it just leaves an extra. It's just not nice to see. She arrived to the lashings of rain, terrible flooding. She looks absolutely drenched to the skin.
Does she? I haven't seen any of her stuff.
Have a look at her Instagram story
Oh,
there.
Oh,
no. Yeah, look, it looks miserable. Now, she did say that the island she was due to fly to first, which is...
Well, the balcony looks nice that she's on. Oh. Aisling underscore Bon.
Did you... they arrived?
37
no?
hours, 3 planes, 3 buses, 2 taxis, a ferry and a golf cart, aka a boat later. I saw this, the ferry thing.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Such bad flooding.
So sorry, this is flooding.
This is on the island that's meant to be bliss. You know that blissful island that they're going to?
Oh my God.
You know what it is? Sorry, I couldn't think of the name of it. It was the one that wasn't Cancun. Do you remember? She was
yes.
like, going to Cancun and going to a different one.
Yeah, of course
Which
she was.
I mean, you think of the likes of Cancun, you think of the like crystal clear water, yeah. the blue sky, the incredible sunsets. And that's what she's
she
doing.
She never has a great like holiday.
No, because she puts herself through. What did she say? Buses, trains,
37 hours of traveling. Like, what is she?
Unbelievable.
She's no idea how to just relax and chill.
I really hope it does clear up though and they actually get to enjoy like once a lifetime trip and yeah. you're in worse weather than here.
She's gas. Like, just go to fucking Tenerife.
Honestly, go to Torremolinos.
Go to Torremolinos.
And read a book.
She wouldn't be seen dead there.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the story? Welcome to a brand new week.
Who's Ashling?
Who's Aisling?
Never heard of her.
Yeah, I don't know who she is, that girl. Her name just always pops up on the show, but then she just is always in Mexico or
she's
somewhere.
She's the holiday girl, isn't she?
She is, yeah. She never comes to work, that girl.
Lads, I had another Dave is old moment.
Oh, go on.
You know, I like those little moments where it's like, oh, there's an old moment where it's one of those things where it's like, ah, I'm getting old.
But you know what? As soon as I'm getting on moments happen, I'm like, I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm grand with
it's
them.
It's funny. It's like, you think you're like, you should be scared of them.
I find them interesting.
Me. Yeah. Like it.
I remember my first one was when I was like 18 or something and I was buying toothpaste. And I was like, I've never bought toothpaste before. It's always just there. Do you know what I mean? I think a couple of years later, I bought a light bulb and I was going, this is so, so weird. Yeah. Well, today is a big one. It's a big day. I used the not cold tap on the water filter in work. So you know when you have the water jug where you go to fill up your bottle of water?
Right.
I always go for the cold tap. I'm getting sick of how sore my teeth are. So I'm using the slightly less cold tap.
Water, okay, just a little bit much.
It's just too much. It is,
yeah.
And it's going into my Stanley cup, you see. So I'm still young. I got the Stanley cup.
Of course,
do you know what I mean?
Of course.
It's going into this, and because of this material, it's keeping the water freezing.
Sure.
No matter what.
When you're 29, that can be a bit much. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's too much.
You need something nice and cozy and warm in your belly.
It's too much.
My friend Aveen is a weirdo with water, right?
Go on.
And this has been going on for as long as I remember, and I don't understand it. She's like lukewarm water. She'll pour water from her tap and then add some boiling water.
Would she?
And that would be how she consumes water.
That is so bizarre.
Cold water now would make her very... For a long time.
See,
so maybe
we're
off the hook for now.
It's the teeth.
Yeah. That's because you haven't been buying your own toothpaste.
But I tell you this one, I've just had some lukewarm water and it's just lovely.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What's going on?
God, got to mention, obviously, if you haven't hopped into the car yet, be careful. There's obviously trees and a lot of debris and stuff around Dublin this morning on the
is
back
there?
Of Aisling. Storm Aisling, who came and saw and conquered. Looks like it's going to be all right for the next few days, though. She seems to have kind of moved on.
Oh, has she?
She seems to have.
She's over it, is she?
She's over it, yeah. It's funny, I came out the door. Well, it's not funny at all, but it is, in a way, because it was very lucky. But as I came out the door this morning to get into my car, my housemate's car is right in front of me. And right next to the rear end of my housemate's car is a massive old branch of a tree.
Oh my God.
As in a big lad.
Yeah.
Damaging potentially, lad. So very lucky on that. It was about a foot, I'd say, away from the boot.
I'm just after getting a notification literally in the last 4 seconds. Around 16,000 homes and businesses are without power this morning.
It's not because there was a red warning last year, wasn't there? Did you figure out when that was, Callum?
Yeah.
Sorry, where's... Oh, there you go.
I was looking around there. Do you remember last year There was the red weather warning, and everyone was like, do not travel because of the wind and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was actually, it was around this time last year. It was Sunday the 12th of November. And I only found that out because I checked through my emails because we actually booked hotels in town. So we didn't
have to.
Because everyone was saying, don't travel in the morning. There's going to be trees down and everywhere.
You're not allowed if it's red.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem that bad.
No, yesterday seemed a lot worse, but I was just laughing. This is one of my favourite stories because, you know me, I'm a meticulous planner.
Yeah.
I'm someone who fine checks all of the details, and I remember booking the hotel for myself and Emma, but I spelled Emma's name wrong and they really struggled to check her in because I checked her in as Emma Holland.
Yeah.
Emma Holland, that was it.
That's so funny.
Emma Holland, I was like, no, it's Emma Nolan. That was so funny.
That was amazing.
No, it's great. The Salt Hill stuff always gets a battering up there, and some dope always leaves the car in the car park and it's swimming.
Tremor is another one, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Yeah, always gets wrecked.
Yeah, looks insane.
Anywhere kind of West Cork or kind of West Cork, Kerry, that neck of the woods, tends to get a battering. And then around here, a few wheelie bins probably were on the move overnight as well. But apart from that, not too bad.
It was very loud, though. I loved sitting in bed last night listening to that.
Oh, I had dinner yesterday when I got home. It was like about maybe 7:30, 7:45. And I was sitting there, and you know what? It was kind of scary because it felt like something was getting battered out the window.
Yeah.
Something was like being slammed against it. So I turned on the outside lights. It was just like branches and, you know, like leaves and stuff.
Cool to look at, though.
It's bloody epic to look at.
I was driving down the canal yesterday, and I just seen someone like being blown every which way from the wind. She was just walking down, but she was too small, so the wind was blowing her all over the place, and her hair was all over her face, and I just thought, this is gas.
For some unbeknownst reason, I can't understand, but he's English and doesn't really understand where he's going. My boyfriend Jack decided he'd do his grocery shopping in Dundrum Town Centre yesterday. I have no clue as to why, but I went to Tesco and was walking out and kind of got trapped in some kind of a wind tunnel and said he actually looked like a bird. Tesco bags were just like right behind him, like, woo!
It's one of those weathers where there's no use having an umbrella because
definitely not.
I brought an umbrella. I got out of the car on Friday in Waterford and there was a lot of wind around. Why is it the most embarrassing thing that can happen to you when your umbrella gets turned inside out?
Awful.
And then you kind of turn it and face it against the wind like a sword. It makes me want to crawl into a hole and die. Everyone just saw my umbrella being turned around.
I kind of like Jack's thought of going to his big food shop during the storm. I like the thought of the world ending and me going to Dundrum Shopping Centre.
I said, how did you get on at Dundrum Town Centre doing your grocery shopping? He was like, it was hell. The place was packed.
Like,
there's nothing else to do on a day like today. Everyone is in Dundrum Drum Town Centre. And then he was like, and then I wanted to go to M&S and it was so far away. I was like, go to Nutgrove, man.
You and Nutgrove. The era of massive celebs buying football clubs is really here and it's starting to get a bit wild. Obviously, you all know about Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney owning Wrexham in the UK. A few weeks ago, I told you about Elton John owning part of Watford, David Beckham owning part of Inter Miami and things like that. Mm. But it's happening again. As I said, it's starting to get a bit insane. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna this time.
They want
to buy the EFL League 2 club Tranmere Rovers, which I think is just bizarre. It's like a League 2 team that obviously they can bring up through the ranks, potentially, if they pump money into it. Mm. But I don't know.
What's the benefit? Is the payback really good in it, or why? Why?
It must be.
Yeah.
It must be. Like, these celebs are buying these clubs, these really tiny clubs, and pumping money into them, but like getting serious return.
Yeah,
like,
fair.
Wrexham in itself has become a tourist trap. Do you know what I mean?
Even I know all about it because I watched the documentary.
Exactly. It's insane. So apparently ASAP Rocky, full name as soon as possible, Rocky, is said to be part of an investment group headed by a celebrity lawyer who's also Donald Trump's former representative. He has reportedly been in talks the football team over 6 months now over an 80% stake worth £15 million. So I would imagine that they'd be likely to attend games if this is the case. It's at Prenton Park. So if that deal goes forward, I'd imagine you will be seeing ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
Sorry if this is a really stupid question, but it's Prenton Park in England?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, okay.
So it's a League Two team, so it would be in England, yeah. And there is apparently reports that have claimed that a documentary in the style of the Welcome to Wrexham could also be in the pipeline.
They're doing a lot in front of the camera at the moment, aren't they, ASAP and Rihanna?
Yeah, I think it might be because I think ASAP has a trial or something.
He does. It's like she's kind of trying to Isn't he great? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There seems to be a bit of that going on.
I saw that on Twitter.
He could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it was something to do with a gun trial or something, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I actually don't know the full details.
I don't know anything about it.
But it does seem like there's a lot of like, he's so gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
A lot of PR being done.
Seems to be insane.
But I want celebs to stop looking at England. I want them to stop looking at the League Two, the League Ones, the Championship, and I want them to come to the League of Ireland. Because I think that needs some...
I thought you were going to say hurling.
Yeah. No, I don't... Like, that's not a professional sport. Do you know what I mean? So you don't need investment in that. Well, obviously you do. But, like, in terms of, like, League of Ireland football teams, I think they definitely need investment.
Imagine the chaos if one celebrity couple, like, came on board and started pumping money into, I don't know, you tell me, like, Galway hurlers. And yeah. They're the only ones who got paid in the country.
Yeah. See, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be allowed. But I do think that League of Ireland needs a little bit of money pumped into it and a little bit of support and things like that. So I've come up with some celebrity couples and who I think that they should buy in the League of Ireland. Right. So Zendaya and Tom Holland. Mm. Could you see them buying anyone else other than UCD? You could imagine them showing up at Belfield in their tuxedos and their dresses to watch the match. I could totally picture that. And I think they'd be very good owners, to be fair. And I think there we go. Off to a good start. Sabrina and Barry. I could totally picture her saying, up the bows. Just like, just being taught by Barry, up the bows. Do you know what I mean? I could totally picture that.
What way would she say it?
Up the bows. I could totally picture that.
Actually, I totally get that too. And she'd have like the oversized jersey on with the boots.
Yeah, hey. She totally would.
A little pom-pom here.
Yeah. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, they seem like the kind of people who just throw money away. So I'd imagine they'd buy something like Longford Town or something.
Cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would buy it and then be like, cool, see you, bye.
Yeah,
enjoy
so
that money.
So
yeah. And then Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. He plays for the Kansas City Chiefs in Missouri. Mm. And there is nothing screams Missouri like Dundalk. So I think that they would buy Dundalk football
club. That's very good.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I really don't like when things like this happen. I remember a few years ago when I moved into the house that I still live in Rathfarnham with the girls. They said there's a ghost in this house and she likes to break stuff.
Oh,
right?
Interesting.
They used to call her Angie. I don't know why. And randomly this one day it all started. This is before I moved in, that there was a big mirror over the fireplace.
Mm.
And they were just in their rooms doing their thing, going to bed. And the mirror fell and smashed.
Right.
And then there was just all these random noises. I feel like Angie is now moving around with me.
Okay.
Right? Because I went to visit my 90-year-old granny on Friday. And I had two friends with me because we'd all been for something to eat. And we all popped in to see Phyllis because everybody knows my granny Phyllis. And the three of us were sitting in the sitting room with my granny. And I sat kind of across from her on the ground chatting because so I could see her basically while I was chatting. And the lads were sitting on the couch. And we were literally having a chat. And her sitting room has been decorated the exact same way for many years now. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a big painting on her wall for years just decided to fall and smash. When it fell, it broke. She has like these little three little tables that she's like photos within behind a glass kind of front on them.
Okay.
She's had them since I was a child. Like I remember playing with them and drawing on them when I was a kid. She's had them for 40 plus years. It came down, smashed all of them, as in the glass paneling on all of them as well. And it was one of those moments where we all just sat there like in shock. And you know, the sound of it is so dramatic. And we were all like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
It was so weird. It was just so weird. And I still can't stop thinking about it. And I hate when stuff like that happens. And this was on Friday when the storm wasn't even here. And there's no excuse for it. And it freaks me out.
I love that kind of stuff.
No,
I'm a big, big fan of that.
I absolutely hate it. I would understand if someone was moving around aggressively or whatever. I can't tell you how calm and chill the situation is. We're just having a little chin wag.
I think
smash.
Angie's been with me before as well.
Has she?
Yeah, I remember in my granny's house and I had a skateboard in the house for some reason. Angie must have brought it in and I don't know, I was just on it messing around and then Angie obviously pulled the skateboard and it broke my granny's window.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. She's an awful wagon, that Angie.
I suppose, yeah, she can make me a bit clumsy.
Yeah.
Breaking plates, broke one of them the other day for no reason.
Nightmare.
Put it away.
Recharged.
Time to feel like we're back in the 1940s.
I love this music.
When you wouldn't go to the cinema, you'd go to the theatre.
Theatre, darling.
Yes, the theatre. This is 1 second in the cinema where we play you 1 second clip of a movie. You've got to guess that movie. And it's very difficult. Especially for Emma because she's seen zero movies.
Here is the clip from today's film.
All of us here at Channel 4.
It sounds crazy to expect you to identify a movie based on 1 second, but it is even more crazy.
They give you a lot there.
How identifiable a full movie can be from 1 second. This is it again.
All of us here at Channel 4.
Amy is standing by.
Amy.
She thinks she knows. How are you, Amy?
Morning. I'm just a bit awake. How are you?
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, great weekend. Yourself?
Yeah, good, actually.
Very nice.
Yeah, nice and chill.
Did you get up too much, Amy?
I actually did a mystery tour with the GAA team, so it's a bit of crap.
You did a what, sorry?
A mystery tour. So we just paid and we went somewhere. We ended up in Carlingford.
Oh, my God. Why is it always Carlingford? I feel like you do any mystery tour, it's always Carlingford. But that is a bit of crack,
it
too.
It is. Yeah, it's a gorgeous part of the world. So this is what your GAA club, was it?
Yeah, cheap and cheerful. You know yourself.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I love that, Amy. All right, you've been listening to 1 second of a movie. It sounds like this.
All of us here at Channel 4.
Oh, I think it's so easy. What do you think, Amy?
It's Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. A full title.
And you said you're just awake.
Let's see if you're right.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Because there was a question mark put in the teleprompter. I'm Ron Burgundy. I love that so much. Amy, congratulations. You are absolutely correct. And you've got two IMC Cinema passes on their way to you.
Thanks very much.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Anchorman?
I have never seen Anchorman.
Oh my God, it's so good. Amy, would you recommend?
Yeah, I'd recommend.
Yeah, it's very good.
Alright, hon, have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Good luck, Amy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll let you talk to you later.
This is insane, like, you haven't seen that.
I know.
One of the best movies, one of the most iconic movies
and
ever.
It's quoted so much from people as well, and I'm always like, ha ha.
I'm having a look at some, like, I'm having a look at some other movies that were from around that era.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if you've seen them, so I'm going to go through them. The Hangover.
I've seen The Hangover.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce Almighty.
I love Bruce Almighty, yeah.
White Chicks.
I like White Chicks.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Superbad.
No, not seen Superbad.
It's a great movie. Scary Movie.
I've seen Scary Movie.
You've seen Scary Movie too?
Don't know. I remember the first... Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Johnny English.
I haven't seen Johnny English.
I doubt you've seen this one. Dodgeball.
No.
No. I doubt you've seen this one. Borat.
Nope, not seen Borat.
I think you should have seen this one, but it wouldn't surprise me if you said no. School of Rock.
I've seen School of Rock.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say I've seen School of Rock 15 times.
It's a great movie.
School of Rock is like one of my all-time favourite films.
It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I'm actually going to watch School of Rock today. That is great.
I'm going to watch Anchorman.
Yeah, maybe Anchorman, but probably not. You see, I like to just watch the same ones over and over again because I know that I like them. So why would I mix it up to something that I might not enjoy?
That's absolutely fair enough. Showtime.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Woo!
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Monday, by the way.
Just to say as well, this morning, be careful. We mentioned this earlier on, naturally, on the back of Storm Ashley coming and going. There's a bit of debris around, so mind yourself.
Yeah, Ash might not be here, but Ashley most definitely was.
Absolutely. Yeah, she came and showed Ashling up completely.
She really did.
Total havoc and chaos. Yeah, I was mentioning earlier on in the show that my boyfriend Jack, for some reason, went into grocery shopping in Dundrum Town Centre yesterday. I don't know. Anyway, with his two shopping bags, he said that he turned and almost felt like he was in a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
It was just catching it and the two bags kind of flung back behind him like a bird. And a tree came down very very close to the house, actually, where I am, and missed my housemate's car by, I'd say, 2 or 3 foot.
That's dangerous, man. And also, did you have your umbrella out or something at one point and it turned inside out?
So embarrassing.
Amazing.
The most embarrassing thing that can happen to a human being, I believe, is your umbrella being turned inside out in public. A lot of things getting blown around this morning. Rebecca was on.
I was in Pavilions yesterday, and as I was leaving the car park, I went to put my paper ticket in the machine. And it blew away.
Oh, no.
And rather than just pressing the call assist button, no, I panicked and had to squeeze out of the car and run and chase the ticket as it continued to blow away across like 4 lanes of traffic. I was just like, sorry, to all the cars. And yeah, the woman in the lane, in the car behind me, I was like apologising to her.
Of course.
So I thought she was going to be like, oh, for God's sake. And she was just wetting herself laughing. So yeah, that was my biggest storm disaster. I actually gave myself the ick running across 4 lanes. Like, oh. So bad.
Oh my
actually,
God.
I said the umbrella turning inside out was the most embarrassing
it
that
could
happen.
That.
Chasing your little ticket your across little the car park and just
come
as
here,
you
come
bend
here.
Down to get it, it goes
oh
again.
Oh God.
That's the most embarrassing thing that could happen.
Yeah, never leave the house again, Rebecca. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which we don't know.
I actually don't know what's about to happen.
Okay, so I have known that there's been a date in my diary for months now that on the 19th of October, I had an important job to do. I left Dublin with my family in 1999. They moved to County Waterford and they moved to a very rural part of the world called Ballyduff Upper. It is a village that's so far west of the county, it's actually close to the Cork border, really.
Right.
Anyway, I've known that on that date, I was going to go back there and see everybody, and they asked me to basically be a judge for a fundraiser that they had put on, a lip sync battle with loads of local people, and they were trying to raise the roof to fix the roof.
Oh okay? My God, stop it. I love that
yes.
slogan. Are
yeah.
you like, are you a big celebrity down in Ballyduff Upper?
No, because you're from Ballyduff Upper and you'd never ever get notions
you'd never
about
have
yourself.
That. Oh, of course.
Of course not. But you would be asked to come and judge.
Right, okay. But also I mean? don't get ahead of yourself.
Oh, get a grip, yeah. Emma. How are you? So obviously, yeah, in the local hall, they need funds together. It's going to cost 80 grand to fix the roof, apparently.
Dear God.
Yeah, huge. And that
the hall is like, expensive.
Really like important for the community because they like host all the drama festival
yeah,
every year and stuff. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. My boyfriend Jack is from Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
Darling, and he's used to very lovely, quaint towns. And for ages, obviously because he lives in England and we're always trying to like think ahead of what plans and what we're doing when. I've always said the 19th I'm busy, I'm going to Ballyduff Upper. You can come if you want, but I'm not around that weekend.
Yes.
I'm Ballyduff Upper. He said, can I come to Ballyduff? I can't even do his accent. Can I come to Ballyduff Upper? I said, of course you can. You'll love it. And as we kind of got closer to the date, I was like, right, I better give him like a bit of an explainer and a bit of an in on what's going on.
Yeah.
Because these local people are absolutely amazing, but I know that there won't be a single inhibition in that hall on that night.
Yes.
It'll be thrown out the window for a good cause. It's going to be comedy. It's going to be brilliant. I was like, this is a tiny village now, amazing people, but like, don't expect, you know, loads of huge opportunities for nightlife. There are two pubs. The corner shop, sadly, is closed. There was 12 people in my primary school class entirely.
Stop.
I said, blink of an eye and you'll miss it.
This sounds great.
I said, like, I know everyone, so I probably won't have time to talk to you because I haven't seen them in 2 years. To the point where if I even don't recognise one human being I see across that day and night I spend in Ballyduff, it'll really throw me.
Jeez, that's a lot of pressure.
I know everyone. There'll be old primary school teachers I'll have to meet. There'll be old friends, mams I'll have to meet and chat to. There'll be old neighbours, people I rode horses with, and then their grandfathers. I'm going to be really busy, so you need to just immerse yourself with my mam.
Right.
And he said, that's all right. That's fine.
This is like in Desperate Housewives and Gabrielle Solis goes back to Mexico, or again, like the whole town are like, oh my God, it's Gabrielle Solis.
I was like, you're on your own, pal, and you need to just get stuck in. And he was like, all right, that's fine. So my parents have moved from there since then. So we all haven't been down in ages. We were all really excited. But my mom took like the long way down in the car. You know, he got to see where I used to help out in a local farm.
Yeah.
He got to see my old house. First time driving past it since actually they sold it a few years ago. Really weird. He got brought up to my old primary school, the local GAA field. You name it, he saw the whole place and he was buzzed.
Amazing.
Bring this on. I had to go up to do a bit of rehearsal at 6:30 in the hall before kickoff at 8:00. He and my mom went to the local pub.
Love.
Right? There was a bit of a 20-minute breather before I needed to be back. And I said, I'm going to just leg it down and have one with them. And I walked in and he was in the throes.
Was he?
In the throes. There's one of the lads, Richie, I haven't seen in years. Besties with Jack.
What's in the throes mean?
He was just really stuck in.
Oh, he was bet into it.
Oh, he was absolutely bet into it. He knew it. Everyone, he'd met everyone. I was like, this is Martina. He was like, I know. I've been talking to her for the last hour. He was absolutely loving it.
So he did a good job then. Fair play to him.
He did. And he adored it. It was a hoolie. It was the best night ever. Enjoyed
and how did they
second.
Get along with him, you know, with the whole English thing?
I didn't hear from them on it.
Right, okay.
But he had a good time.
Good.
I don't know if he was just ignorant, blissfully ignorant in the whole situation, but he seemed to really, I'm only joking. But look, that was all ahead of the event itself. And the lip sync battle in Ballyduff is better than any comedy event I have ever been to in my life. I
really?
Can't remember the last time I laughed that heartedly. It was unbelievable.
Oh my God, don't tell Aisling Bonner that.
Unbelievably, I happened to get the biggest laugh of the night.
Yeah.
For all the wrong reasons, man. I made an arse of myself.
I thought you were going to tell me there. When are you going to tell me?
In a sec.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jax Jones, Callum Scott, and Whistle on Spin.
Oh! He's a hits radio live person.
Yeah, you're
Jax Jones.
Correct. We got to make that call. We'll do that. But first,
okay.
I need to tell you about what went on in Ballyduff Upper on Saturday night.
Okay, but we will make that call.
Obviously.
Okay, good.
Gotta send someone to hits radio live.
Of course.
So let's talk about the event itself. If you've just joined, I had to return to a village where I grew up called Ballyduff Upper in West Waterford on Saturday night to be a judge for their lip sync battle, raising funds. It was raising the roof to fix the roof.
I love that slogan.
What was great about this was all ages took part. Mm. All right. And it was comedic genius from start to finish. So the entire battle kicked off with three ladies, and they were representing the tea and chat group.
Right.
That meet bi-weekly to have tea and a chat.
Okay.
In the hall.
Yes.
All right. I have to say, and I'll give you a little spoiler alert. There was three things to judge on: best use of prop, best actual lip syncer.
Okay.
And then the best act. Okay.
Yes.
The lady who was the main female voice in this song I'm about to play for you was the winner.
Okay.
I said to her in my comments, you need Anne to get on TikTok and do, there's a girl called Kaylee Trapp making bank off lip syncing and I think you could make some serious cash off this. They performed There's a Hole in the Bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Now that's kind of a funny song, isn't it? Because it's like, how do I fix that? And where is that? And there's a lot of things going on.
And what I said as well in my comments, I was amazed, right? I was like, you know, there's not a heavy beat to that. How do you know when to come in? It's so soft, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue.
That would take a lot.
She was pitch perfect, word for word. She was absolutely
pitch
brilliant.
Perfect. Not saying a word.
Yes, fair enough. Actually, good point. And that's what's so annoying. I don't have to bring loads of the audio of the performances to you on the show, but naturally I can't because it's lip syncing. There's nothing apart from the song.
They had no microphones or anything.
Much more visual. Brilliant. They all came together at the very end to do a performance as a full group, everyone who performed across the evening.
Love it.
And they came in through the hall dressed, you know, in very religious costume. They were doing a number from Sister Act.
Oh God, I hope the parish priest wasn't there.
But everyone came in, you know, dressed in the big robes and everything, and it was brilliant. And they kind of went up and the curtain was closed and they kind of set themselves up on stage. But there was the back of a nun in costume, right? Obviously doing the, what's it called?
Like kind of orchestral, like.
Yeah, what's it called when you're a conductor. A conductor, right? So the conductor was going, but this nun was like shaking the bum all the way, right? And what really got the best laugh was eventually when the music kicked in and this person turned around, it was local Adoni.
No!
So do you know,
Adoni.
It was very smart the whole way through.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you though about brothers Bobby and Motty.
Motty?
Yes.
Okay.
Local lads, brilliant lads. And Motty is the local mechanic, and I've over the years, when I lived there, he was my mechanic. So I've given him plenty of money over the years for my little bangers when I was growing up and all the rest. And they were doing a performance of 500 miles, okay? And they gave it, I don't know how they, it fit as fiddles in terms of the amount of energy that they put into this and how much they, you know, took the mick out of themselves and all the rest. But I was kind of conscious, and I suppose when you're doing this, you're kind of conscious, I need to have something to say about it before I just immerse myself in it and enjoy it. So you're kind of looking out and you want to just make a few notes so that when they come to you after with the spotlight on for your comments as a judge, you've just something to say.
Of course.
And I was conscious that, like, in fairness, the lads were great, but there was not much lip syncing going on. I think they kept kind of forgetting about the lip sync parts because they were just so immersed in their performance.
Right, okay.
So I was like, I need to kind of recognise that the lip syncing wasn't really there, but overall, that was class.
Very good. Good judging
every
work.
Night. So what I said was in my little notes, I was like, I'll make this real local now. And what I'll say is in my notes when this was going on, I'll say, Motty, I'd give you all the money I've given you over the years for all the cars you fixed for me over the years just to see that performance again. That's what I said. I said I'd write that down now and I'd have it there and that'll do me fine for my comment. And then I went back to just enjoying their performance. But at the very end of the performance, the two boys, it's worth noting, were wearing kilts.
Okay.
And they kind of did a little flat situation at the end of the performance. They had their jocks on and all the rest, but they were giving it a bit of a wiggle, right?
Right.
And I was like, woo, lads. So immediately after that, they came to me, Emma, what do you think of the performance? And I said, Well, Matty, I'd give you all the money that I've given you over the years for my cars to see that again. And I didn't realise what I had said until afterwards.
Emma, are you all right over there? Matty, I'd give you more than I've given you over the years for fixing my car to see that again. I'm glad you said that.
Screaming, no, the performance! I realise at this stage I'm gone. Dave, this laughter went on for over 2 minutes.
Oh no!
This just continued, right?
Oh my god!
I was absolutely mortified. I looked up, everyone was howling. Oh look, by the way, oh look!
It's still going!
Yeah. Matty came down off stage, like, crying, laughing, and hugs me. Like, I was like, no! Everyone in the room I knew inside.
Is it still out. Laughing?
Yep, they're still laughing. Matty,
oh, my God.
All the money combined I've given you to fix my cars over the years to see that again after he just wiggled at me under a kilt. Like, why am I like this?
This is excellent.
And why do I walk myself into these terrible
you
situations?
You do constantly put your foot in your mouth, don't you?
Oh, jeez. So embarrassing. I just wanted to keep it, like, all professional and clean. We would check one more time.
Are they still laughing? Good morning. Now, I've done a lot of stupid things on this show, but this, I think this really takes the biscuit.
Okay.
And the reason I said takes the biscuit is because it's a phrase that's quite weird, it's quite funny, and it's exactly what I want to do.
I don't really think it makes much sense.
It takes the biscuit.
No, I understand, but like, what do you mean?
It means kind of like, it really like, oh, I actually don't know what it means.
Exactly.
Yeah, I tried to explain it there. Haven't a bloody clue. But I came across this tweet the other day, and it was just like, here's a load of white people phrases, right?
Okay.
And it's just like phrases that like your kind of, your auntie would say. Or do you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of see them in like American TV shows.
Mm.
And people are like, that is just the whitest sentence I've ever heard
so
in my entire life.
Basic
yeah.
as well.
So things like, what the flip?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, or
yeah.
frick
yes.
and things like that. Things that, like, in American movies would say. And so I think that I've seen this list and I've kind of separated them into what needs to go and what needs to stay and what we all need to start using a lot more of.
Okay.
Okay, so what the flip, what the frick needs to go. Okay. Mm. You've got things like, excuse me. Hate it.
Ew.
Yeah, very bad. Teamwork makes the dream work. Okay, these are all bad ones. I don't like them. He's right behind me, isn't he? Needs to go. I hate to burst your bubble. Just kind of stupid things. Okay, we're getting into the better ones now. Jesus H. Christ. I love the thought of him, Jesus having a second name and it being H. That needs to be used more.
What is that meant to stand for?
I have no
idea. As it stands.
Yeah, Harold? I don't know.
Henry.
Wise guy. I love in a movie when they're like, hey, oh, he's a wise guy, eh?
Mm.
Kind of that kind of vibe. Or when an old person calls you a whippersnapper. Do you know what I mean? These
yeah,
are the kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, yeah.
This is what I'm kind of going with. In every movie ever, there's a dad picks up the phone, he says, yellow.
Yes.
Always yellow. Look what the cat dragged in. Things like this, right? Mm. Or this is the most millennial phrase of all time, I think.
Mm.
Well, that just happened. Or,
ew.
Well, that's a thing.
Yeah, you see that on Twitter a lot. If there's like a photo of, say, yeah. for example, like the wheelie bins this morning being strewn around the front garden, it's like, well, this just happened.
Yeah, yeah. So then there's some others that are used and they're really cringy, but I kind of like them.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's one of those kind of phrases that you'd put into your vocabulary and but as a joke, and then it just becomes part of your vocabulary.
Yeah.
Things like, you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Things like, how do you like them apples?
I
just
like
think
that
that'd be really, really funny to say in a real life sentence. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Let's rock and roll, which I always imagine dad saying right after they've paid the bill at a restaurant.
Yes.
Let's rock and roll.
Totally.
Watch it, Einstein. Which I think is really, really good. Hold your horses. Frick is up there again. You're barking up the wrong tree. Again, you may be confused as to what this is. I'm also confused, but I do enjoy all of these phrases and I think we should use them more. You and what army? Great.
You and what army is great. I haven't used that since primary school.
It's a good one, isn't it? You and what army.
Felt so
but
tough.
It's so American and it's so like millennial American. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And then we're into the unbelievable kind of ones. The ones that really, really just take a lot around and I think that we should start using them again.
This is top tier stuff, you're saying.
It's top tier stuff. So things
even
like,
top tier is such a basic.
Yeah. Thing. Things like, get a load of this guy.
Mm.
Imagine saying that about someone in front of him.
Get
a load of this guy. You're on thin ice here, pal. Thin ice, great one. Take a chill pill. Bring back the chill pill. This is, again, do you remember I was saying 2 minutes ago, things that can be really cringe, but I think they should be brought back? Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O.
Do you know what? Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O died a death, and it shouldn't
it
have.
It did.
Bring that back.
I like when someone has like a little bit of information on someone, or they go, newsflash, buddy.
That's very American.
Again, we go back to the 80s. Why I oughta.
Why I oughta is brilliant.
I like the thought of someone rolling up their sleeves and going, no more Mr. Nice Guy. And then someone said, oh, fiddlesticks. Or listen here, pal. So these are just a load of sentences that I found, and it was white people phrases, and I'd imagine it was kind of taken from movies. Do you know what the one they've missed, though? And it's in every movie ever. You missed a spot. It's in every single movie. And it's not, again, these aren't movies, things. I just picture them being said by American people, in American millennials in those kind of olden movies. I think we should bring them back.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O. Get into a sentence today, please.
Hey, he's a wise guy.
You're on spin.
All right. Shall we send someone to Vegas? Just because, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? This is all because the Venom, The Last Dance is in cinemas the 25th of October. Epic finale sees Tom Hardy as Eddie and Venom as they're hunted by both their worlds, and their epic motorcycle road trip leads them to a showdown in Vegas. So basically, we had Venom. We had our own version of Venom. We put Venom on the books last week, and he was going out to different parts of Dublin, and you had to basically go up to him and be like, hey, you're Venom. And he'd be like, hey, what's crack? Yeah, please, you know, don't freak out. But, you know, I'm Venom.
I am Venom.
And then you'd go into that draw to win a trip to Vegas. Who have we got? We got Saoirse, we got Oisin, we got Donna, we got Mary, we got Erin. We are ringing one of those people and they are going to Vegas. But we should do it, like, can we kind of mess with them a little bit and just be like, oh yeah, we're just like getting our callers.
Oh, I love when we do that.
Yeah, like, oh, we have to get all of our callers lined up.
Yeah, that messes with people quite a bit, I think. It does. Think we should do that, Dave.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. Okay.
Someone's calling our winner. Someone's going to Vegas.
Let it be known too quick. Hi Donna, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling here at Spin. Hope you're good. How are you this morning?
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
We're just lining up all our qualifiers there for Venom. Obviously a huge trip on this. You met Venom last week somewhere in Dublin. Where was he?
Did. I met him at the end of Tallinn. He was lying at the square.
Did you? And did you know, did you run specifically towards him, Donna? Or did you just happen to walk by and go, what the hell's going on?
No, I was running over there for the purpose of finding him.
Were you? All right. Oh, you want to win this trip to Vegas then, obviously, Donna?
Absolutely.
Right. No, that's a lie, Dave. She just wants to go see the film.
Oh, okay. Like, fair. Fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's
great.
Have you ever been to Vegas before, Donna?
I've never been.
Always on the bucket list?
I wouldn't mind, though. Definitely. I wouldn't say no.
Okay.
Donna, I've good news for you.
Yeah.
You're going to Las Vegas, baby!
Stop, you're messing. No way.
I swear to God, you are off to Vegas.
No, you're joking me. I thought you were lining up all the callers.
I know.
Ollie, we were full of crap. We were always going to give you your winner.
Oh, my God.
Vegas. Donna, who's that in the background with you?
That's my boyfriend, Chris. He thinks he's coming, but I'm playing
cards right now. That's your decision to make. Is he buzzing there with you this morning, yeah?
No, he's absolutely buzzing.
Ah, stop.
I wouldn't lie, my phone hasn't been working all week.
Oh, no.
It's working. It was only taking, like, I could only make emergency. Well, I didn't have to make one, thank God. But
yeah.
That's all I was saying. So when I seen the number coming up, I was like, no way.
Well, Donna, listen, congratulations.
You are heading off to Vegas.
Thank you so much.
Have a ball, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you so much.
Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat, bringing more to your door with free breakfast delivery from some of your local faves.
Don't you love when people just get like a bit of a good shock, like Donna just did?
Yeah,
and they just start talking drivel.
Just like word vomit.
Yeah.
I was there, my phone was broken.
God,
and
emergency calls. Thanks.
Like, all right, Donna, cheers. We got
to
go on.
I didn't need to make an emergency call.
Bella's going to tell us about the traffic, Donna, you know. Love you. Congrats,
Bella.
Donna.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just want to wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. It's so gorgeous out there.
Morning, it is nice.
Yeah, quite contrasty
good
yesterday.
Have a bit of brightness as well.
Dave, I have to ask immediately,
are you
on a diet?
No, I actually understand why you're asking me that, to be fair.
Dave normally walks into the studio at 9 o'clock with a lump of Cocoa Pops in a bowl. As in, it looks like there's a mountain coming out of the bowl.
Yeah, it's...
What's going on? It's barely anything in there.
So I wasn't prepared this week at all. And I didn't buy my Cocoa Pops. So I had about... I'd say about 19... Individual Cocoa Pops. Like, just in the box. So I just poured them into...
That looks so sad.
Into a bowl. I had like a little shot of milk.
I think I can actually count about 19, yeah, 25 just swimming around in there.
And I have so much dust in here as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's not nice at all. So yeah, that's what I've got to deal with. I've got to sort myself out this week.
Dust at the end of cereal is such a let, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not fun at all. It's really good, not good. But I usually do come in like, you know, like with the big popcorn bowl.
Oh, you do, yeah?
Of the Cocoa Pops, and I'm ready to go for the next hour, but yeah, today it's bad.
I just wish I could be like you.
It's fantastic.
I would love to be able to come in here every morning and eat Cocoa Pops.
Honestly, your breakfast is really depresses me.
Yeah, it
like
is
the thought of having to what eat that porridge, oats, and
sunflower seeds.
No, stop.
Listen to this. Like, you can literally feed it to birds.
That's just so sad.
I know. I want to bring you back to last week. The other way, what I love often are when big brands make little mistakes on Twitter. Like, it's almost like they have drafted the tweet, they're waiting for the key information to fill in the blanks, and then someone, or maybe it's a quote deck or something, you know, like if you line up your tweets to tweet out automatically, that they tweet out with the, like, insert thing here.
Yes, I've seen some of those before, they're gas.
Well, our revenue, as in the Rev, has obviously a Twitter account, and tweeted something very different last week. Instead of the usual stuff about how the tax man will come and find you, it was simply kiss, kiss, kiss. That's certainly how I interpreted it.
XXX, like
you
mean?
It was triple X's.
Okay.
Yeah. Not sure what was meant to go up there. It must have been like someone on work experience messed it up. But instead of XXX, I read it as kiss, kiss, kiss.
And that's so funny.
So cute, guys. We're in tax return time.
Yeah.
Oh, we have like a week until it has to be paid, or 2 weeks, or whatever it is. Just a little kiss, just to be like, hope you're getting on okay with your returns, guys.
But they're not like they're not really like a funny kind of Twitter account.
No, they're
not like a Ryanair.
This was definitely an accident. But at the time, I was on the phone to my accountant sorting out my own returns, and I was like, Rev, thanks, lads. Really cute. But I was thinking about other big brands and how they could make their taglines a little bit sexier. Do you know what I mean? If they were to tweet out things that was all about their brand, how they could make it kind of filthy.
Like kiss, kiss, kiss.
Like kiss, kiss,
or
kiss.
Or XXX.
Or XXX, right?
So take it.
For Gillette, naturally, their line is the best a man can get.
Yes.
You could literally go, you're the best a man can get. You're the best this man can get. Coffee
question.
Right, yeah. Which
flirty.
Is kind of rude, because it's like saying, you're the best I can get.
I hate when brands try to be cool online. Do you know what I mean? Just tell me how to get my refund.
Yeah, fair. Tesco, every little helps could go, every little helps, come see for yourself.
Oh yeah, very good. And these things, they're tweeting out, or are they their new tagline?
These are things that I am potentially, I don't know, I'm feeding out some new ideas on how to sexy up your brand a little bit more.
Okay.
Like the Rev, you know?
Tweeting out, or as a tagline, do you want it to be like, Tesco, every little helps, just come and see?
Yeah.
Or do you want them to tweet it?
Maybe tweet it, because that's what Rev did and it seemed to work.
Right, fair enough.
You could go, I actually don't think, and I was trying to think of something to go with this, and I was like, it's actually filthy. Some of them are already filthy. KFC, finger looking good.
Yeah, they are.
You know what, just leave that there.
That's absolutely fine.
Nike.
Just tweet your own slogan.
Nike and Just Do It.
Yeah.
Pretty easy, isn't it? Just throw a wanna in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wanna Just Do It?
Wanna Just Do It. Very good.
BMW. Their line is the ultimate driving machine. Want to take me for a ride? There.
Very good.
Uber, move the way you want.
I honestly, you could have given me any amount of money and I would never have known that
was
the slogan.
Yeah, I suppose it's not that common here, is it? We kind of are free now. Uber's is move the way you want. All over me, baby. There's such potential there. Lidl have live a little. Did you know that? I never knew that Lidl's was, well, according to the internet this morning, I don't know if that's dated now, but certainly theirs was live a little.
Live a little.
Particular thing.
Which is stupid, because like in Ireland, they go by Lidl.
Yeah, we discussed that last week. I think in England, though, they don't.
They don't, they go by Lidl.
And Aisling's conclusion to that was maybe because English people can't do the German version of it, which is Lidl. So there you go, just some ideas. Gillette, you're the best this man can get.
Very good.
Coffee. Tesco, every little helps. Come see for yourself.
Big fan.
KFC, we don't need to do anything with that.
Nope.
Nike, wanna just do it? BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Do you want to take me for a ride? Or Uber, move the way you want all over me. Just some ideas.
Very good. Very sexy.
I'd like some more sexy tweets from Revenue in the lead up to tax return day, though. Thank you.
I was telling you last week that I'm obviously seeing a new girl, right?
Yeah.
And I met the friends last week.
Yeah, big day.
You know when you meet the friends, you gotta impress them. You gotta, you know, you gotta listen, and you gotta talk, and you gotta show interest. And
of course,
that's exactly all the things I did. And to be fair, luckily for me, they are actually all very sound and very interesting anyway.
So it'd be just, you just do that naturally.
You just do it naturally.
Like
exactly,
to,
feeling like you have to. You have in the past, like where you're like meeting people and you're like, oh God, I've nothing in common.
It is effort. It is effort, and it is a lot more energy that you have to exert when it's someone brand new and all the rest.
But
meet
luckily,
strangers.
Not with these girls. They are genuinely quite sound. I'm not just saying that because they're probably listening. But one of them is like an actor and she does like plays and things like that. And I was talking to her about this in the bar that we were at. And I was like, oh, so kind of like we come see your play? And she was like, yeah, you can.
You incentivize that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just like, yeah, when can we go? And she was like, you can come next Saturday. And I was like, sound, yeah, let's do that. So I said to the girl I'm seeing.
Lick.
I know.
Absolute lick.
So I said to the girl I'm seeing, I was like, we go to play on Saturday. She was like, yeah, okay, sounds good. Like, obviously she was planning on seeing it before, but I was like, I want to see it now as well, just because like I know her.
Sorry, that's so
But anyway,
and then you had to follow through. Oh, what a let.
Yeah, I didn't mind at all. The only thing I didn't like about it was it was down in Kildare, and it was the part of Kildare where Aisling is from, and there is like no lights. And it was dark, like it was pure dark. It was like the place started at like 8 o'clock, so we were driving down about 7 o'clock. There's no lights.
You mean in the village or town there was no like street lights?
No, nothing.
Yeah, that's weird. There was, you know what? The street lights were out of action in Rathmines last week. I hated it.
It was really bizarre. Yeah. So I was kind of, felt like really old driving down there. I was going, I can't see a thing. Turn down that radio. I can't see a thing. Anyway, so we went to the thing and we park. And I realised after that, I'm after parking in a church.
Mm.
So like it was really, really tight. And I was like, I'm actually just going to park out in the road. We had no idea where to go. I kept saying to the girl I'm seeing, I was like, do we go in here? She's like, David, this is my first time here. I haven't a clue. Go in there, just see if this is the area. So I went in to what can only be described as a parish hall. Right?
Okay.
And I was looking around and there was just like the crosses and Jesus on the cross everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, this can't be a place where they're going to be putting on a play.
Yeah.
So I mean, because I heard that your one who's in the play is like plays this kind of very raunchy girl.
Oh dear.
Do you know what I mean?
You can't be doing that in the Lord's
which,
home.
Which, by the way, can I just say, not why I wanted to see the play. Just saying. for the record.
Now I get it. No.
For the record, I didn't. So I walked into this parish hall and I'm like, no, this Jesus is there, and there. There's no chance that this is where the thing is. But then we hear like two lads around the corner and they're taking the tickets and we're like, oh, all right, okay, yeah, we'll have two tickets. And they're like, are you students? Kind of winking. And I'm like, yeah, we are. And the girl I'm seeing is too honest. She's like, no, we're not.
Stop like, calling her the girl you're seeing. Her name is
Sorry. And so anyway, is like, so we go and we sit down and you go into this, again, it is a parish hall.
Mm.
And so the play
is... pews. Kind
yeah, so we don't go into the actual area where the play is first. We go into the parish hall. They're like, go in and have a sit down. You can get a free drink or a free cup of tea or water or something. It was like half time at mass or something. Do you know what I mean? And like, this is where the priest goes. It was gas. And so
half time at mass.
Yeah. And so then you just kind of chill out. And then we went into the play. The play was unbelievable. There's only four people in the play. It was called Mary, right? And the whole premise of the play was that these two girls are basically seeing the same guy, right? And about 9/10 of the way through the play, realised, oh, same guy. They're seeing the same guy. And I turned to and I was just like, did you know it's the same? She was like, yeah, that's the whole premise of the play. Like, I at one point was like, isn't it mad that they're both called Mary and they're both seeing a fella called Brian? I was like, that's gas. Turns out that's the entire play.
Dave!
And I was supposed to know that. I should have known that. I obviously just wasn't paying attention.
It was one of those like cat and mouse situations where they were kind of dossing around the fact that they both were seeing the same guy for the whole way through, but everyone in the audience was in.
Audience was in on the secret,
except
but
for they, you.
Except for they, for them
and
on
you.
Stage and me.
Yeah. So classic. You're literally Joey and Friends. Are Joey.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
That's
not my name.
Welcome to a fantastic radio game called That's Not My Name. This is where you come on and we try to guess your name for a mere 30 cinema passes. This has been going for the last 15 weeks. It's been absolutely ridiculous. You send us a voice note to qualify for this game, sending us your name. We have not heard said voice note. We will not hear said voice note, but we are going to try and guess your name. Callum's the only person who will have heard those voice notes. We're going to turn our headphones down and take them off, so we won't be able to hear the voice note before we try and guess your name.
A lot of pressure on this today. We need to get rid of these 30 IMC cinema passes. Headphones off.
My name is Greta.
Player one, let's go.
Oh, right. Let's get it done.
Player one, what's going on?
good. How are you?
Okay, we're good.
Very well. Okay, player one, is your name Victoria?
Oh, for God's sake, Emma.
No.
What a ridiculous guess. Is your name, player one, is your name Laura?
No.
Oh, that's not your name. Player one, is your name Molly?
No.
That's not your name. Okay, player one, what is your name?
Greta.
Greta. Okay, now I'm kind of understanding.
You wouldn't guess it.
No, you wouldn't. Now I'm kind of understanding your wild guesses. Greta, how in God's name are we ever meant to get your name? Why did you play this game?
I said I'm just going to go ahead and try it.
Yeah, it's an equal
opportunity. You never know.
If we had guessed Greta, there is not a single person in Dublin who would have believed that we just guessed the word Greta.
We need to, this is what I'm saying, guys. You've got to throw it all out there. You never know. Everyone has unique names as well. So Greta, we apologise. You have a great name. Have a great day.
You too, thank you.
See you, Greta, bye.
Bye. I'm going to go for Hansel next.
Oh, stop.
Greta. Okay, headphones off.
Headphones off.
Hello, my name is Vinny.
Let's go, player two.
Player two.
Hi, player two.
What's up, player two?
How are you?
Oh, we're good. All right. I have a feeling that your name, player two, is Dean.
Dean? No. Dean. Sorry, that's not my name.
Okay.
Come on. I was thinking of a D as well. Is your name, player two, Damien or Damo?
No. Damien. No, sorry, that's not my name.
All right, here we go. Last chance. Is your name Jamie?
No, Jamie is not my name.
All right, player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Vinny.
Vinny?
Yeah.
I thought you said Minnie. Like, what's going on? We've got a great sound of Minnie.
Vinny is a great name. Again, how in God's name are we meant to guess that? This is absolutely ridiculous. I need John's and Laura's to come on.
You can't do it.
Dave.
Yeah, a Dave. Vinny, a great name. Not for the purposes of this game, but have a great day.
Okay. So I'm never going to cinema. Okay, thanks very much.
Good luck.
Bye.
He just goes, so I'm never going to cinema. No, Vinny, you're not. Not with a name like that.
Okay, last chance. Headphones off.
All right, here we go.
My name is Jessica.
Let's see, player three.
Player three. You've lost all pizzazz, by the way, Callum.
How are you, player three?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks very much.
Are you working or what are you doing today?
Would you stop? You're looking for hints.
I need to hear more of the voice.
I literally just dropped my daughter to school and I'm sitting in the car having a sneaky coffee.
Too much.
Player three, is your name Cloda?
That's not my name.
Player three, is your name Nicola?
That's not my name.
Oh, I really thought I had it there. Go on.
Player three, is your name Amy?
That's not my name.
For Christ's sake, I was so confident there. Player three, what is your name?
My name is Jessica.
Damn it.
Lads, I don't know what to do.
I just don't think this is ever going again.
Sorry, Jessica.
Jessica, thank you very much. Have a fantastic day.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Bye. A Greta, a Vinny, and a Jessica.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Jessica's the only person now I think should have played this game.
Well, you see, you can't do that, Dave, because it's an equal opportunities radio station and everyone deserves, no matter what name there is, to have an opportunity.
All right, well, in that case, we'll get
30 IMC cinema passes.
We'll get a Samuel on next week and we'll get a Hyacinth and we'll get a Jurgen and a Doreen.
Well, I think at this point it's a random name generator for me for the next few weeks.
That's not a bad shout.
Do you know what? Yeah, next week we're looking ahead to 32 IMC cinema passes.
God.
Meaning you
the Republic of Cinema Passes.
You could go for 32 days in a row, or 32 months in a row, or 32 years in a row. That would be completely your prerogative should you win it. We play again next week.
It's like a €320 voucher for the cinema.
Essentially, pal. Yeah.
Insane.
Quick maths.
Should be on the papers.
You're on Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.